Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Contrary to the introduction that you just heard, Arnie Gitomer is not going to be with us today, nor is Dr. Richard Podell, but despair not, we have Sam Forbes with us today. Good afternoon, Sam.
Oh, well, thank you, Don.
Okay, for those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Now, we'll start taking your calls a little bit later, after we go over some recent news on supplements and we answer some email questions. So if you want to get ready, the telephone number to call is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. That number again, 1-800-321-0710. Sam?
Thank you, Don. And before we start taking your calls, however, as Don mentioned, we want to comment on the recent developments in the supplement field. And we'll start with vitamin D, which I think is appropriate now that winter is upon us and we have less exposure to sun. I think all of you know, unless you've been stranded on a desert island cut off from the world for the past 2 or 3 years, that vitamin D is one of the most talked about vitamins and has been linked to the prevention and treatment of all sorts of health problems, from osteoporosis to cancer, heart disease to diabetes.
Now, one of the interesting developments in this regard relates to the fact that vitamin D is one of those vitamins that, when taken in too high a dose over a long period of time, can actually be toxic. As you know, most vitamins are not like that. They are water-soluble, and you could take them by the bucketful and not have to worry about it. But vitamin D and, of course, vitamin A, partly because they are fat-soluble vitamins, well, they can be a problem. And for those people who are anti-supplement and always looking for reasons to warn against taking vitamin supplements, this was always one of their best scare points. And we, over the years, were always careful to warn you folks that too much vitamin D and too much vitamin A, for that matter, could indeed be a problem.
Well, what has happened is that there has been so much interest, so much research showing that, contrary to previous belief, we are not getting enough vitamin D and that we need more. The experts are in a bit of a quandary. They want to increase the recommendations, but they're still reluctant. But that seems to be changing. The American Academy of Pediatrics has recently issued a new recommendation, essentially doubling the recommended amount of vitamin D for children. Double, as in twice as much, 200%. And this includes breastfed infants through teenagers.
And this is something I always like to hear. They state that to meet these new requirements, millions of children will need to take vitamin D supplements. Now, why do I like to hear that? Well, I like to hear it because I'm so tired of the anti-supplement people always claiming that if we just ate a proper diet, prepared the right way, we would not need supplements. Supplements, of course, as you know, are just a waste of money.
Right. Well, in the case of one nutrient after another, calcium is a good example. The government has come out and acknowledged that diet, for whatever reason, is really not sufficient and that supplementation is necessary to achieve optimal required levels of certain nutrients. The point, of course, is that in the case of vitamin D, you should be much more concerned with the question, am I getting enough, than the question, am I taking too much?
Now, for adults, the recommendation used to be 400 to 600 IUs per day. I think twice that amount is now the minimum that you should really be shooting for. Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about vitamin D, let's cover a few other questions with it. Sam?
All right, Don. We received an email from one of our customers asking this question. And she said, I bought vitamin D3, 2000 IU, from Source Naturals. I was expecting to find oil inside the capsule, but it's a white powder. I've never seen this form of vitamin D. Is there a difference between the oil and powder form in terms of absorption and efficacy?
Yes, an interesting question. I found it interesting because it shows how the consumer can be, you know, so influenced by marketing and preconceptions. You know, here we have a vitamin D, that I guess is associated in most people's minds with fish oil, or I guess more correctly, cod liver oil.
Right, and actually that's another point that needs clarification, Don, because vitamin D is not fish oil, unless of course it's been added to it, and also it does occur naturally in cod liver oil. Well, why? Well, because regular fish oil, the kind that is rich in EPA and DHA, is not derived from fish liver, and the liver is where vitamin D is stored. But this is the perception, and we talk about vitamin D being an oil-soluble vitamin, so that adds to the perception. And we talk about the difference between D2, which is the plant source, and D3, the animal source. And then there's always our favorite buzzword, natural, which, given these other factors, probably also leads to the impressions that vitamin D is an oil.
Well, the fact is, pure vitamin D is not an oil. Pure vitamin D3 is a crystalline powder with no smell and no taste. And when I say pure, it is pure with a capital P, a capital P that also stands for potency, and of course, that can be a problem.
And what Don is saying, that is 1 gram of pure vitamin D3 is, get this, 40 million international units. That's IUs of vitamin D potency. Now, that's a whole bunch of vitamin D. How much would be in 1 milligram? Well, the math would say 40,000 IU. That's still a heck of a lot of vitamin D. So how much would be in 1 milligram? Well,
no, 1 microgram.
1 microgram, right, Don. 40 IU. Thanks, Don. To get 400 IU of vitamin D activity, then, you would only need 10 micrograms of pure vitamin D3. Well, in terms of tablets, capsules, and soft gels, using technical terms, 10 milligrams is teensy-weensy. 10 micrograms, the amount to give 400 IU, again, using technical terminology, would be itsy-bitsy, teensy-weensy.
Okay, well, what's the point that we're trying to make? The point is that what you see in a vitamin D tablet or a capsule or even a soft gel is not the vitamin D. It's a mixture of the highly potent pure vitamin D with some inert diluents. This is necessary for many reasons. The most obvious is that you have to fill up the tablet or capsule with something. You can't measure out 10 micrograms of pure vitamin D3 and drop it into a capsule that normally will hold 500 to 800 milligrams of powder. You just can't measure those small a quantity with the accuracy that's necessary.
Right. So, in fact, the vitamin D3 you see in tablets, in hard two-piece capsule, and even soft gels, unless they are cod liver oil, It's a dilution of pure powder vitamin D3. It works, it's active, it's absorbed fine, it's oil soluble, and in fact, if you want something hypoallergenic, is the preferred way to take it.
Yes. Now, in fact, there are many products that are on the shelves that actually tout themselves as being hypoallergenic sources of vitamin D, and that's indeed what they are. They contain the pure vitamin D3 or the vitamin D2, whatever your preference is, mixed, of course, with the diluents. Now, I looked up the Source Natural product that the email was about, and indeed, if you look at the ingredients, the one that had 2,000 international units in a regular capsule, the ingredients listed under the other ingredients, dibasic calcium phosphate, maltrin, the gelatin capsule, and mag stearate, which of course makes sense. Dicalphosphate is a good source of calcium. If it's in a tablet, the other ingredients might be different. Might have some microcrystalline cellulose, for example. I also grabbed a bottle off the shelf of Twin Labs Allergy D capsules. And the same thing. This one contains dry vitamin D, they say. It has some potato starch, rice bran, and so forth. So you always will have to have some other diluent in those things. But the underlying material, the actual vitamin D, is indeed the pure crystalline powder. And it's natural. It's just not oil soluble.
And, of course, Don, all the calcium and magnesium supplements with vitamin D, they're always or typically dry powders or tablets.
Right. Exactly.
And that's the powdered form, the crystalline form of vitamin D as well.
Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting question because, it made you realize that, people, they get the impression in their minds from seeing certain things.
Right.
So I thought that was a good topic to sort of expand about. Maybe we told you folks more about vitamin D than you really want to know, but I hope you found it of some interest. Well, the same thing, by the way, goes with any very highly potent vitamin that you use in small amounts. Vitamin B12 would be the same situation. Okay.
Well, I think it's an excellent topic because as we began our discussion, all the research showing its importance in a number of issues, health issues that are affecting millions of people, including osteoporosis, and that people are getting way too little. I think it's a very important topic. And by the way, if you're a regular listener, you know that we always talk about, or Dr. Podell certainly talks about, getting checked out and having your blood tested for vitamin D.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I think why don't we take a little break, Sam, and then we'll get right to the telephones. We can talk some more about vitamin D if you folks like. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, vitamin D, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors. Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now this is Don Goldberg again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemist as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples. Right now, Source Natural Naturals and American Health, 35% off on the full lines. Doctor's Best, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, New Chapter, those are 30% off list on the full lines. Even Jarrow Formulas is on sale at 25% off. And there's much, much more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? Would you like to receive one in the mail, our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist stores, of course. They're free. But if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you can call 1-800-633-1106. You choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. That number, again, is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don said, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue at 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you confused about red yeast rice? On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've done some checking. We have mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. One of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We're offering Doctor's Best red yeast rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600-milligram veggie cap, 120 per bottle, and a 120-milligram tablet in a 60-tablet size. Both are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. This is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best, red yeast rice, 600-milligram veggie caps, or 1,200-milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemists, one-half price. If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and we're going to start taking your phone calls right now. There was a person on the waiting list who had a question. Apparently, she thought that taking vitamin D was causing a skin flush. I guess she couldn't hold on, but I'll make this quick comment. Normally, that is not a side effect of vitamin D. The vitamin you usually think about when you think about skin flushing is niacin or vitamin B3, which, by the way, is not a, you know, I was just at a big trade show and I picked up a couple of books, you know, some new books on nutritionally related things, on supplements, and one of them, you know, it's amazing how many mistakes are in these books. There was the author was commenting on the title of the paragraph was niacinamide. And she starts talking about how niacinamide can cause skin flushing, sort of interchanging the term niacin and niacinamide. For you folks out there, niacinamide has full
a B3 activity, but it does not cause skin flushing. Niacin will cause the skin flush. There are also, of course, no flush forms of niacin where they mix it with inositol and so forth, but niacinamide normally will give you the vitamin activity of niacin without causing the skin flush. Anyway,
niacin will also affect your blood lipids and niacinamide will not.
That's the reason I was kind of qualifying right. by saying the vitamin activity. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, so maybe we answered the question of the person who couldn't hold. Okay. Now let's go to Debbie from New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Debbie. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm currently being treated for breast cancer, and I went through a course of chemotherapy and radiation and asked to have my vitamin D levels drawn. I did, and they were somewhat low. I do not remember the number off the top of my head, but they were low, and it was suggested that I take 2,000 international units a day. In the meantime, I see an endocrinologist for thyroid nodules, and he wrote me a prescription for 50,000 international units to be taken once a week. I wondered your thoughts on that.
Okay, well, it's interesting. This is the trend. What you're experiencing to some degree is part of the trend that we commented on. There was another study that was just done that showed taking a very, very high dose of vitamin D, I think it was once per month, actually worked and was safe. But that was, again, once a month. You are in your case, you're under the care of a couple of doctors. This is where the value of getting the blood test that Sam touched on a moment ago comes into play, because, you need to make sure that both of your doctors, each one knows what the other one is doing, and
right.
that they are aware of what your total level is, and they should probably do some testing. In your situation, taking all of that vitamin D probably is not a problem. I, of course, can't tell you that in your individual case that it's okay, but it may be okay. But you should leave the final determination up to your two doctors, and they can utilize the periodic blood chemistries to tell exactly what's going on with you.
Okay.
All right.
What would be a sign of toxicity? Is there any symptom?
Well,
of...
you probably wouldn't see anything for a while. Okay.
The blood calcium would increase,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, the blood calcium would increase, and you would start getting hormonal, things that would look like hormonal actions. But that, I don't think that you need to worry about that. What you need to do is just, whichever one of the two doctors that you talk to first, just say, hey, look, I just want you to know that my other doctor, and just make sure that they're both on the same page.
Okay.
Okay? But that's not, people have taken 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 units per day and not had problems. It's just that, we can't make that kind of a recommendation over the radio for you, okay? What I feel, by the way, just for you folks, you other folks listening, so what do we feel is we can recommend? Like I said before, I think that double the old dosage is quite reasonable. So anywhere from 800 to 1,000, maybe even 1,200 IUs a day, I wouldn't have any problem with recommending to people. How are we doing here on time? I think it's about time for another break, Noah.
That's right.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I'll tell you what, folks. We'll get back to this discussion and the other phone calls in just a minute. We'll be back shortly.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now this being such a wonderful day out there, I know a lot of you folks, as soon as you're done listening to the Wilner Window, will want to jump in your cars and hit the road. So I've asked Bill Powers to give you an update on the traffic.
Well, right now you're going to want to avoid the Gowanus inbound side belt merge into the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Just lots of company because, as you mentioned, lots of folks out and about today. Also, as a result, we've got street festivals in Manhattan, 7th Avenue between 57th and 47th closed. We also have 53rd between 8th and 9th Avenue and 8th Avenue between 48th and 53rd streets closed down for yet another festival. BQE southbound side by Cadman Plaza. There is a crash. Henry Hudson Parkway southbound side of 232nd Street. Left lane is blocked with a flooding condition, so steer clear. And we're still slow on the FDR Drive southbound side from the 1 Teens to Gracie Mansion. Northbound side, disabled vehicle over by the GW Bridge on the Harlem River Drive has been clear, but the delays still go back to the 130s. Hudson River Crossings outbound Holland Tunnel cost you $5. Inbound Lincoln is going to cost you $15. This report is being brought to you by Macy's.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Again, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and we are taking your telephone calls with your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, vitamin D, or whatever. We're going to get right back to the phones. I'll mention the number again in case you have a question that you'd like to ask us. It's 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. There's actually a line open, so jump to it, folks. Okay, let's get, as I said, back to the phones, and let's talk to Myrna from Queens. How can we help you, Myrna?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I am taking the Jarrow Vitamin D3. It's a soft gel, and my doctor told me that I'm low on vitamin D, and he said that I'm not absorbing it. So I was wondering if I take a capsule and open the capsule and put it in a little applesauce instead of taking a soft gel, it would be more absorbable. Is that a good idea to do?
Well, first let me ask you a question. What did your doctor tell you to do about your
Well, he just took a blood test and he sent it away to a Wisconsin lab. He told me I might have food allergies or something, because I'm not absorbing. I'm taking 1,000.
Well, no, okay, but he knew that you weren't absorbing it because I assume he did a blood test on vitamin
D. Yes, he did a blood test,
okay.
But now he took another blood test. It just was Friday.
Okay, so but the second blood test was in an attempt to kind of figure out why you were. Okay.
But I was just taken, and he sent it to a special lab.
All right, what level? Okay, how much vitamin D were you taking?
1,000 micrograms, 1,000 IUs,
right.
2,000
per day.
Per day, and I wasn't. My was low, so he said this that I'm not absorbing it.
Before you join in, Sam, let me just point out the fact that it's low may or may not have anything to do with the absorption. You may have a hormonal, vitamin D is actually, it's one of those vitamins that's not really a vitamin.
Right.
It's a pro-hormone. The body has to do a number of conversions in the liver, and is also controlled by certain hormones, thyroid and so forth, that are involved in the regulation of vitamin D in your body. So what your doctor, I'm assuming, is really trying to find out is what of many possible reasons there might be that your levels aren't as high as they should be, given the fact that you should be getting the good intake. So I'm not sure that you know yet exactly where along the line the problem might be. One thing, of course, that you could do is just take a higher dose. Whether or not you're going to solve the problem by trying to change how you're eating the vitamin D, I don't know. I would say, if anything, taking it with oil, if you're taking it in a dry form, you might mix it with some oil. You might add a dose of cod liver oil, which usually has about 400 units of D in each dose. Maybe mix that with your other dose of vitamin D. Otherwise, I think you should wait until you get the results back from the doctor, because it may or may not be the absorption. It may be the metabolism of the vitamin D. Sam, what do you...
I think that's exactly right. There are people, Myrna, who may have sort of a genetic predisposition of their inability of making these conversions that Don was talking about, and the answer is more supplementation. As you heard already, a doctor prescribed one of our previous callers 40,000 units, and there's a reason for that. The person may need that kind of dose. There's even a more active dose of vitamin D. I think it's 1,25-hydroxy vitamin D, a very powerful substance that only rarely would be prescribed for some individuals who may need that. So you know, every person is different and have different needs. You may want to start, work with your doctor. He obviously would probably recommend one of these options. Obviously, increasing your vitamin D, as Don just said, is the obvious first choice. And again, you know, with situations like yours, I mean, here, Don, you have someone who's taking 200, appears to have low levels of vitamin D. By the way, do you know what your vitamin D level was?
No, I don't. But he told me to stop taking it now. He said it would be waste to take it until I get the blood work back, which takes a couple of weeks because he sent it to a special lab.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
I mean, I don't think it's necessary to stop. I think more information is always helpful.
But I thought if I take it in the capsule and open the capsule, it'll be more absorbable.
Okay, because you think a capsule doesn't get absorbed well.
No,
okay, well, that's where you're wrong.
The powder form, if you mix it into applesauce, it's more absorbable than taking it. The capsule is
Well, Don just told you, you take an oil, mix it with an oil, and it'll be better absorbed than applesauce.
Well, I take fish oil.
Okay, it with fish oil.
Take the same time I take the fish oil, I should take the vitamin D.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. You know, Sam, I think some people, you know, we talk about vitamin D2 and we talk about the D3. I think some people think that the three form is more like the real vitamin D. Both of those forms are the precursors to vitamin D. They both have to undergo one or two conversions in the body.
Well,
here's
another one, Don. Many of our customers come in and you give them a vitamin D3 and they say, but I want the regular D. You know, there is no regular D. It's either D2 or D3. If you were to pick a regular D, I would say D3.
Yeah, regular.
More typical.
You know, if you see vitamin D, the fact of the matter is, from a scientific standpoint, they don't differentiate the potency of D2 and D3. And sometimes they only, it'll say, they will, you know, when you read research papers and nutrition books, they talk about vitamin D because as far as the scientific community is concerned, there is no difference from an activity standpoint between, you know, 10 micrograms of vitamin D2 and 10 micrograms of vitamin D3. Some of us feel, you know, for various reasons, feel that the animal-derived source sounds better. Okay, fine. But as far as I'm concerned, to be honest with you, I don't know that there is any real advantage of D3 over D2. But in the health food industry, we seem to like the D3 better. So, fine. I don't think there's any difference. Okay? All right. Thank you for that call. Now let's go to Bruno in Toms River, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Bruno. How can we help you?
Well, thank you very much. I have what they call Meniere's disease, tinnitus, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Ringing in
well,
the ears.
Well, not necessarily the same thing, but...
Well, according to this thing, it says Meniere's disease.
Well, Meniere's disease is a particular disease. Tinnitus is a symptom of a number of different diseases. You can have tinnitus and not have Meniere's disease.
Well, I got ringing in the ears.
Right. Okay, well, that's tinnitus. But that may or may not be the same as Meniere's. Has a doctor diagnosed this for you?
Yes. He hasn't diagnosed Meniere's disease, but he definitely said that you have tinnitus. It's labeled as tinnitus. Anyway, my daughter's a pharmacist in Florida, and then she suggested I take lipoflavonoid plus, a dietary supplement.
Right. I'm familiar with that.
Are you familiar with that?
Sure.
And what I wanted to know is basically what is it exactly and what does it do? I mean, it tells you here within 3 to 6 months taking it, three times a day with two tablets.
Sure.
I mean, it's supposed to help.
Well, actually, lipoflavonoid is, I don't know. I think it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I've seen it in all my years in the business. And, I'm a little bit mystified by the product, to be honest with you. It has some what I would consider pretty typical stuff that you would find in almost any multivitamin. However, they have this bioflavonoid ingredient, which... obviously, or it would seem obvious that that would be the active component of the product. What bioflavonoid it is, but specifically, I actually don't know. But it does go go to show that bioflavonoids are very useful substances, in which case they may aid in the treatment of tinnitus. Bioflavonoids have a number of activities that might help with tinnitus, including circulatory benefits and inflammatory benefits. But how the lipoflavonoid works in this way, I'm not sure. I have to say, though, that I've had, in all my years, I've had a number of people that when they took it, they did get benefits. So I would say, Bruno, it wouldn't hurt to try it.
Yeah. Okay, so in other words, keep doing it. It doesn't hurt to keep doing it, even if it doesn't help. In other words, it's not going to hinder your body or anything.
No, but not at all. The flavonoids, you know, what Sam is saying, and Sam, let me, you don't mind, I'm going to paraphrase what you just said. You know, when we look at tinnitus and Meniere's disease, one of the categories of supplement that has been shown to be helpful, and there aren't too many, to be honest with you, are those substances that are rich in the flavonoids. Now, there's flavonoids is a relatively broad term, and there's a lot of different flavonoids. The product you mentioned is only one of many that will be helpful in that condition. In fact, one of the ones that's been probably tested the most for a tinnitus would be the herb ginkgo biloba, which is rich in flavonoids. And you could either use a ginkgo, or you could use a flavonoid concentrate, you could use the lipoflavonoid product if you wanted to. Any one of those, probably even a pine bark or a grape seed extract, anything in that category would probably be helpful and have many, many benefits. It's the old, you know, we always encourage people to look at the benefits versus the downsides. When you're talking about these flavonoids, there are many, many upsides and hardly any downsides. So go ahead and give that a shot. If you notice some improvement, you can look at some other flavonoid products as well and see if that helps. Okay? Thank you for the call, Bruno. Okay, I think it's time for another break. I'm sorry, but, you know, this is something we've got to do. So I am going to say that this is Don Goldberg. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. We're taking your questions, of course, about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition. And you're welcome to give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. Again, I'm Don Goldberg, and I'm here with
Sam Forbes.
And we're going to pause for a moment first to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids play a distinct role in protecting the eyes? It's true. Research shows that omega-3 fats from fish oil protect eye cells from free radical damage, support healthy vision, and promote optimal tissue moisture. Your eyes have a unique biochemical demand for the omega-3 fats, EPA and DHA from fish oil. Omega-3 fats, which are almost absent from the typical Western diet, are highly concentrated within the eye and are necessary to maintain healthy structure and function of these delicate tissues. Omega-3 levels within the eye have been shown to support internal repair systems that operate in response to oxidative stress and inflammation. The protective action of omega-3 fatty acids in the eye is associated with a decreased likelihood of having age-related damage to eye tissue. The newest research findings in human clinical trials show that omega-3 fats from fish oil provide the foundation for healthy eyes, good vision, and optimal ocular moisture. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
We all know how valuable a good probiotic supplement can be. Those friendly bacteria help to normalize bowel function and digestion and enhance immune function. The problem is how to know which supplements are the real thing. Which brands can you trust to give you the right organisms in the right dose in a form that gets to the right place? Which brand can you trust to contain the labeled potency when you buy it, not just when it was made? Well, one brand that has earned my trust is Nature's Way. Nature's Way has a family of probiotic supplements under the Primadophilus label. They are enteric-coated to ensure passage through the stomach and guaranteed to contain label potency until expiration date. So for a probiotic supplement you can trust, turn to the Primadophilus brand from Nature's Way. True potency, true release, and true identity, all guaranteed by Nature's Way. Primadophilus probiotic supplements available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes. Before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of UMCA Cold Care. That's UMCKA from Nature's Way. Okay, let's get back to the telephones. Let's go to Joyce in New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Joyce. How can we help you today?
Hello. It's nice to talk to you today.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the treatment of high cholesterol without statin drugs. And I've been exercising and limiting fats for the last 2 months. But my case is particular because I've had ovarian cancer. I had surgery and chemo in 01 and a recurrence in December of 07 and completed chemotherapy and was put on a drug called Aromacin. It's an estrogen suppressor, and the drug enclosures warn against having a high fat content in your blood. And the doctors are concerned with a rise in the cholesterol that I've had. And they, of course, would love to put me on a statin drug, which I'm not wild about. So I've been floundering. I was concerned about using red yeast rice, and I purchased something made from a natural food company or herbal company, and I'm confused as to which one to do. What would you suggest to lower cholesterol?
Okay, well, you have a couple of different questions mixed in together there. First, what I would suggest, do you have access to the internet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. One thing I would suggest that you do, and all you folks out there, we have a website that is primarily a source of information. Go to our website, www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. And one thing you can do, we have a reference library section. You can look there. But also, if you go down to the lower part of the homepage, there's a link to Health Notes. And if you click on Health Notes and then go to Health Conditions and click on cholesterol, you will see a nice, objective, scientifically sound a discussion of some of the varying supplements you can take for cholesterol. Now, I say that I'm leading you there because the good news is that there are many things you can do from a natural standpoint or from a supplement and dietary standpoint that can have an effect in lowering cholesterol, okay? Usually, you're not going to want to just pick one. Well, you might want to only pick one, but usually you're going to need to do a combination of these things because, again, these aren't drugs. These are supplements, okay? But they're all good things. So you can avoid
statin drugs if you want to. Some of the examples would be things like the water-soluble fibers, oat bran, or fiber supplements, a PGX fiber that we mentioned, citronol-type products that we've talked about. The soy products you may want to talk with your doctors about, depending on the on whether or not they want you to stay away from a phytoestrogen-type products, but that's another story. The fish oil supplements would help and also keep your triglycerides down, because first you said fats in the blood, and then you're talking about cholesterol, not necessarily the same thing.
Oh.
Now, that's part. So there's a bunch of things you can take supplement-wise that can be helpful. On the other hand, let me comment on the red yeast rice and statin situation. Number one, as drugs go, statin drugs aren't that bad. Okay? If you really need to lower your cholesterol, if it's really, really high and really, really important that you lower it, taking a statin drug may not be the worst thing in the world. Red yeast rice, to not want to take a statin drug and then turn to red yeast rice, in a way doesn't make sense either, because the red yeast rice contains the statin drug. It may be from a natural source, but it's there. So one could argue, well, you know, if you don't want to take statin drugs, why would you want to take red yeast rice? Now, the current red yeast rice products on the market, or at least the ones that we've been recommending, like the Doctor's Best product that you heard about a few moments ago, do not contain high levels of the statin material. They aren't spiked with it as some products may have been in the past, and the other good news is that it seems that it's not just the statin material that makes red yeast rice work. So, to take the other side of the argument, one could say that, well, you can get the results with less statin-type material by taking the red yeast rice. So I'm not saying don't. I just want you to understand that your reasoning may not be as clear or rational as you might think it is. My suggestion is that if you do take a red yeast rice-type product, that's fine, but you should also do it in combination with some of the other types of supplements that you'll see listed and that I mentioned a moment ago.
All right.
Okay, phytosterol, citronol, you know, red yeast rice. Well, actually, there are many companies, and Sam, maybe you can comment, there are many companies that have combinations. The Da Vinci Labs, for example, has a nice blend that contains some red yeast rice along with a bunch of the other things that I mentioned. I believe it's called the Cholestasure. Sam, is that correct?
That's right. Da Vinci Labs Cholestasure, Joyce, is a popular product, and we recommend it often. And many of our clients come back a month or two later or 2 or 3 months later saying that their numbers are significantly down. Was yours astronomically high that we can do something like a natural approach?
Well,
or just a little bit? Well, and how was your HDL?
Well, everything's out of whack. It used originally it was 241.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after I really was watching and exercising, it went up to 271. So needless to say, I was very disappointed.
All right. Well, maybe your HDL went up, too, because exercise often raises HDL. Well, talk to your doctor. See what his recommendations are. Hear him out. He may have very good reason to put you on a statin drug. Certainly, you could do that for a period of time until the numbers are in a safe, more comfortable range, and then maybe you can approach him with.
See if he's receptive to your trying.
Right.
Some of the nutritional regimens, including the things I mentioned, including carnitine and fish oil and niacin and so forth.
Okay? Gotta run.
All right. We have to take a break. Back in a moment.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes. We're your Wilner Chemists, nutritional supplement professionals. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, Nature's Way, the UMCA Cold Care, UMCKA. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour program. You folks who are on the phones, please stay there. Be patient. We'll get right back to you when we start up at the next hour. Right now, we're going to have to take a break for the news, and we will see you shortly.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional farm.